Had a good weekend off. I think everybody got away from here a little bit and refocused. I think that was good for us after last week, obviously. But moving forward to Seattle, we're excited to play. It's gonna be an exciting place to play. It's gonna be really loud. It's gonna be a great atmosphere. It's gonna be tough, especially for us as an offense. We're gonna have to communicate really well. Obviously, they're a good defense. They're, I think, what, 3-0 or 4-0, 3-0 at home. So they play really well at home. Obviously, exceptionally well on defense. They don't bring a whole lot of pressure. You'll play a lot of single high. They're going to have an 8-man front trying to stop the run, obviously. So we're going to have to win in the passing game. And obviously, I have a lot of stuff to work on this week. I mean, I thought Monday we came out and kind of focused on us before focusing on Seattle. Had a great practice and did a lot of things to improve. And we're going to keep doing that this week. And we're looking to have a big jump from last Thursday to this Sunday. And again, I mean, we're excited about it. It's going to be a good opportunity for us to start the second half of the season. And it's crazy that we've already played 8 games, but it's, we're in a good place right now, and we're keep moving forward.
You looked back at the start of the Tampa Bay game, the first 3 series, 3 and out.
Yeah.
Were you able to pick up any trends or diagnose exactly why that slow start?
I mean, it goes back to execution. I think, in the passing game, obviously got a win on our stuff, and it wasn't really a thing that they did. It goes back to what we did, and which is a good sign. I mean, that's everything's fixable, so we just got to fix it. And it's for us to go in a place like Seattle, and it's gonna be important to start early and start fast, and to go a couple 3 and outs and at the beginning of the game isn't gonna be good. And and I think every game that Seattle's played in, they've been the first offense to score, so it's gonna be important for us to get out and get to a good start.
Can you pinpoint what's kind of been the trouble with the passing offense here the past few games?
It hasn't been one thing. It goes back to execution. We got to do a better job. We've been seeing a lot of pressure. I got to do a better job of getting the ball out of my hands. I think teams have realized that. And, my biggest thing is I can't take a negative play. We'd rather, throw the ball away and get out of my hands and take a sack on first down or throw an interception. And, we're always looking to have positive plays and limit the negative plays. And, we're going to get things clicking. I mean, we've faced two great defenses the past 2 weeks, and obviously we're going to face another one this week, but we're going to keep improving.
Percy talked about getting really back to the fundamentals, route running, and maybe some of the timing's been off too.
That's probably something that we do need to work on. That's kind of what we're going to focus on this week is, kind of focused on certain routes that we're really going to utilize in the game and working on that timing. And that's the biggest thing we've talked about is working on those fundamentals and our technique and getting back to that. And that's something that I know a lot of, like Peyton Manning's always talked about when he's not playing well, he goes back to those fundamentals and watches himself and fixes himself. So I think that's something that we're definitely looking at.
What's the challenge syncing up the timing against a group of defensive backs that gets physical and tries to disrupt that pretty quickly?
I mean, it's going to be tough. Obviously they're big physical secondary, so they're going to try to reroute us and jam us at the line. So our receivers always have to do a good job of getting off of that and finding ways to get open. And good thing is we have guys like Jerome and Percy who are fast that, if they do get past the press, they're gone. I mean, and that's where we're going to look for big plays and take advantage of that.
Chris, you mentioned Peyton. Do you research things like when you're going through a tough stretch, do you research stuff like that or do you talk, reach out and talk to other guys?
No, I haven't. It's kind of a crazy time right now. I don't really have relationships with Peyton or anybody in the league, but yeah, no. I haven't done that, no. It's always good to hear about what certain guys are obviously successful, what they do. And Coach Johnson was the one that brought up that's what Peyton does, and so it's always good to pick up hints like that and hear what other people are doing.
Throw you made with 25 seconds left in the first half the other day. You had Percy open at the sideline.
Yeah.
You tried to go to Jerome on a cross route. Are you pressing on some level to try to make things happen in the intermediate to deep passing game at this point?
I don't think I'm pressing. That was a dumb throw. I think I had Jerome a little earlier than I anticipated and then waited too long to throw the ball. And that was probably the worst throw I had all game. And, should have been patient. And obviously 25 seconds left. We want to get points on the board. And I should have just dumped it down to Percy and not taken that risk. And I don't think I'm trying to, press things. When we were clicking, we were throwing the shorter routes and letting our offense and our receivers, pick up yards after the catch. So I think, that works, and we need to keep doing it.
When teams blitz to stop Adrian, like Les was talking about, how does that affect you? when you see that, you know, them doing that to stop Adrian? I mean, how does it affect you in the passing game?
Well, you know, ultimately it comes back to me with I need to get the ball in my hands, and I think teams have had success bringing pressure, so I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle does it or if we see it the rest of the year. And we just have to take advantage of when they do bring pressure, that we do make them pay for it. I mean, when they bring pressure, that opens up more holes in the passing game, and I just got to do a better job of recognizing it and getting the ball in my hands and finding that spot where they're most vulnerable.
So much this year about getting the ball downfield. It's become kind of an obsession of ours, yeah. I think. The way this team is structured and the success you've had throwing underneath, are maybe you better off just having that be the mindset of the team?
I mean, I think so. I think, obviously, that's been what's working for us, and we're going to keep utilizing that. And I mean, we're not going to try to fix what's been working. And I think we do need to get a better job. I got to do a better job of keep taking those things and being patient. And obviously, when we get the ball in Percy's hands or Jerome's hand or whoever, they're doing a good job of creating big plays, even if it is a 3-yard pass.
Personally, what's your biggest area of emphasis this week as you?
I think as everybody right now is going back to technique and working on my footwork, working on my reads and everything. I mean, I just got to kind of refocus and refine, and then I think everything will take care of itself.
To kind of review and reflect, did you see some specifics on techniques that had maybe gotten sloppy? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I need to continue is to keep stepping up in the pocket and not flushing left or right, but keep moving forward and that's I think it's probably one of the biggest things I need to work on.
Where's your timing and connection right now with Jerome?
It's good. And I think we had that chemistry ever since he got here and we need to keep working on it, but it's good. I mean, I fully trust him. Obviously, he's a heck of a receiver.
Is there any value for you this weekend in getting away and just having a weekend free?
Yeah, I think somewhat. I mean, it's been, 8 games plus the 4 preseason games, the 5 weeks in Mankato. I think, it was good for everybody to kind of take a step back, especially after a loss like that, and refocus and, kind of have a new energy coming in this week.
Do you sense Jerome really kind of pressing it all, trying to make a play? I mean, the one play that he fumbles, he's just trying to fight for any yard.
Yeah, right? And that's how he plays. I mean, he's a competitor, and he's always trying to make big plays. And, we all just need to do a better job protecting the ball. I mean, that's no fault to him. I mean, but I don't think he's pressing, no. I definitely think he wants the ball in his hand like everyone else does.
At that Halloween party the other night?
Yeah.
What was your costume?
We're not going to go into that. Hopefully there's no pictures. It was fun. We had a good time, though.
What's the best one you saw over there?
The best one we saw? There was a couple. There was a Shrek out there. We're not going to name names, but there was a Shrek. There was a couple ballerinas out there, which was very interesting. We had a fun time. So
Adrian painted himself green.
Yeah. He was – You never know how ripped he is until I saw him as the Hulk, man. He's unbelievable.
You know there will be pictures out there, right?
I know, at some point probably. But hopefully not for a while. Good?
Thanks, Christian.